We climbers call our boulders problems. We also call our problems problems. And to solve them both is sort of the same. Once I had a problem, and it stretched into the sky. It was tremendously endless. It was bigger than thinking. It was as huge as the air, or the night, or the planet. It was a problem bigger than any I had ever seen, and I have seen plenty. There were twists and turns. There were places that looked as slick as glass. One part was arched like a question mark. Another part stuck out like my father's elbow in a photo I have seen of him dancing. And another was shaped like the bolts of fabric stacked in my mother's sewing room. There were many parts, and none of them looked easy. I sighed and clapped my hands full of chalk, which is what I do before I solve a problem. I held this problem in my head. I mapped out every step, each place I would put my hand, and then I began to climb. Dug my toe into the dot of the question mark. Jammed my fingertips into the bend of my father's dancing elbow. Kicked my leg over my mother's fabrics. I was climbing on nothing but air. And then, for a moment, the world slipped out from under me. The ground beneath me rushed up and pressed into my back, like the hand of a giant named gravity. So I dusted myself off. Dad asked how I was feeling. He passed me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And for a while, we just sat there. Then, when I was ready, I looked at the problem again, with the new information the fall had given me. Each fall is a message, a hint, an idea, a new way to move from over there to over here. And so I started, and so I fell, and so I climbed again, listening to what the fall had told me. The problem that was endless, which I broke into little pieces. The problem that gave me hints with each fall. And surely and quickly, I climbed the wall. I dug my fingers there and here, and stretched my arms like ropes. I threw my body through the air, and caught myself in all the ways I'd imagined. A bright path of thinking. And there, at the top of the problem, I looked down at the bolts of fabric, the dot of the question mark, the bend of the elbow. And I waved hello at the memory of how hard the problem was. And looked for one problem more.